You're listening to SBS News.
Fast boats are patrolling in the Torres Strait, separating Australia and Papua New Guinea, while Border Force helicopters in the skies and personnel on ground watch the opposite coastline.
So we can see them walking on the beach there.
Their mission to keep this international border sealed to stop COVID-19 from spreading. Australian Herbert Warisom and his Papua New Guinean wife Sabe are on the phone eager for news from family just over the other side. They live in Australia's Torres Strait and from their veranda on Saibai Island can see PNG, where the pandemic has overwhelmed the health system. An Australian-led vaccine rollout hasn't happened over the border. Herbert Warisom is a Saibai Daibau clan leader.
It makes me feel very frustrated and angry more so. It needs to happen. It needs to happen straight away. It needs to happen now. If the Australian government has come up and said that they were going to do it, it looks like it's never going to happen.
On frontline islands like Saibai, Boigu and Dewan, Queensland Health has begun second round vaccinations.
It's the close proximity, and people on Saibai feel that nearly all the population needs to be vaccinated.
Herbert Warisom is amongst the first to be fully immunised.
My message would be, don't worry, come get vaccinated. It's easy.
From Australia's Saibai Island, you can see Papua New Guinea just 4 kilometres away across the water, and on either side of the border live about 5,000 people. The Australian government has said it's a matter of urgency to get both populations vaccinated. Neighbouring Western Province has the second highest COVID-19 infection rate in PNG. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said at a press conference in March there is an immediate need to address the risk.
The forward deployment of vaccinations, particularly into the treaty villages, which is a key point of interaction, I think will be a very achievable and very practical way of addressing that immediate need to effectively provide, extend the ring of containment beyond the Torres Strait Islands on our side of the border into those more sensitive parts of the Western Province. And so that work in the vaccinations would be undertaken by the Queensland government in the same way that they're currently doing that in the Torres Strait Islanders communities. This is in Australia's interests and is in our region's interests. And it's incumbent upon us as Australians, both in securing the health of our own citizens, but equally of our PNG family who were so dear to us.
65% of the Indigenous community on Saibai are now fully vaccinated. The Warisom family hears it's a different story across the border.
People are very worried. They're very worried of the COVID-19. The village people, the traditional owners, they are very aware of the threat and they're very worried.
The World Health Organization told SBS 130 essential workers have been vaccinated along the Australian PNG border from its COVAX supply. A full vaccine rollout is not due until later this year. The Queensland government declined to comment and referred SBS to the Prime Minister's office. The Department of Foreign Affairs responded to SBS stating Australian aid is supporting vaccine education and health planning, but did not answer questions about a Queensland-led rollout. The international border was shut in March last year under Operation Overarch, led by Australian Border Force Commander Colin Drysdale.
The fact that we are still COVID-free in the Torres Strait is testimony to that fact, the effectiveness of the operation.
Many thousands of people cross this border every year under the Torres Strait Treaty between Australia and PNG for family and cultural reasons, trade and medical assistance. Commander Drysdale confirms Operation Overarch hasn't stopped all boats from PNG and he doesn't expect the border will reopen anytime soon.
There was around about 15,200 persons that would cross the border on an annual basis. Since Operation Overarch has been going, it's cut up by around 90%.
The Warisoms haven't seen their relatives in more than a year and want the PNG coastal villages vaccinated so the border can reopen and return to what Herbert Warisom says is normal life.
They're not respecting my rights, our rights, as people right in the forefront and owners of this treaty relationship. It's frustrating. I don't think we've been respected in that manner.